This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Solar power continues to improve for home use. Solar panels are getting better and better at generating power and are getting cheaper all the time. More homes are making that switch, but it's putting electric utilities in a tough spot, like CPS Energy here in San Antonio. They want homeowners on solar to pay a fee for the maintenance of the grid. Later, we're going to hear from Lanny Sinkin, the head of Solar San Antonio, a local nonprofit that advocates for solar power. But first, let's talk to Lisa Lewis, Vice President of Corporate Communications and Media Relations at CPS Energy, about their proposal. And we will take your phone calls. If you've got a question or a comment, to call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. And you can email us at thesource@tpr.org. Lisa Lewis, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for including us, David. We appreciate it.
Yeah, so tell me about the proposal. What's on the table?
So actually, we have a multi-part proposal. It includes adding to the rebate dollars that we've already allocated to rooftop solar. So to date, or through this year, we'll have spent $40 million to incentivize rooftop, and we're proposing to add another $20 million plus. We're talking about adding in community solar, which is a sort of cooperative for folks who can't afford to buy a system and install it on their own home because they rent or because their roof isn't situated the right way or whatever reason. They can own a part of a solar system and enjoy the same benefits. And then we're also proposing to separate the structure of the incentives from the cost recovery that we do as a municipal utility.
You lost me on that last part.
Okay. So we, as a municipal utility or a not-for-profit utility, we recover costs. So it costs us money to serve each customer, and in fact, that's what we turn around and charge customers. So we're proposing a structure for the solar customers that would help us recover the costs to serve them in the form of a fee of 50 cents per kilowatt of solar installation they've installed. So an average household size installation is about 5 kW, which would mean then that that would be a fee of $2.50 per month on their bill.
All right, and then there's also a hookup charge.
That's correct. And the way I would describe that is more like an inspection. So when a person installs solar on their home and then wants to interconnect with our grid, there is an inspection process where we make sure that that system isn't going to do any damage to the infrastructure on the grid if it's not corrected properly. So we come out, we inspect, we install a specific meter for that system. And so that proposed fee of $225 for one time per solar installation is to just go through that inspection process and make sure that it's ready to go.
So you just want to make sure everything's Jake before you flip the switch.
You got it.
All right. So the question is that 50 cents per kilowatt hour? You say it's about 250.
Not per kilowatt hour, per kilowatt of system installed. So like I said, an average household system would be about 5 kW.
Okay, 250 a month.
That's correct. $2.50.
And that would be locked in?
For the customer who participated in the program at that point, it would. And the proposal that we brought before council was to increase those fees over a period of 25 megawatts installed throughout our community. So it would step up over time every year, year and a half, something like that, over a 3 or 4 year period, depending on where we were and what milestones we had met for installation.
Would that be something that the city council would have to sign off on?
It is.
Okay, our phone lines are open. If you want to join the conversation, you've got questions or comments about the solar power, we want to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980. There's a controversy happening right now as CPS Energy is talking about putting these fees in for new solar hookups. That's going before city council, being talked about now. Later on, we're going to hear from Lanny Sinkin of Solar San Antonio. We do have a caller. Let's get Christine on the air. Christine, welcome to The Source. Go ahead. You're on the air.
My call. My question is, we're a middle-class family. We would love to invest in solar power, but they're really out of our price budget. And so my question is, how can we make solar energy more affordable for families who would really like to invest in that sort of energy, but just find it financially almost impossible?
Okay, Christine, thanks for that question. So Lisa Lewis, I know you have these incentive programs. Talk about that. How that something like that could help Christine or families like hers.
So there's three things I'll tell you, Christine. The first is, by paying your rates today, you are already an investor in solar because CPS Energy has almost 100 megawatts of utility-scale solar online. So we are already investing collectively as a community in solar. You're also, by paying your rates, investing in those solar systems that other people are installing on their homes, because all of us as ratepayers are contributing to the STEP fund, Save for Tomorrow Energy Plan, that is rebating those systems. So you're doing that. The community solar program I just spoke of is one way that you might be able to participate, and that's in essence buying a smaller scale or a smaller portion of a project where you might not be able to afford the $25,000 it would take to put a solar system on your own roof. You might be able to afford to buy into a system for, say, $500 and to share in the output of that system and get a credit for it on your bill. So there are ways that we're looking to expand the program so that more people can participate, because $25,000 as an entry is expensive. CPS Energy does rebate those systems today up to 50%, and the average residential rebate is about $10,000 on one of those $25,000 systems. Plus, there are tax credits from the federal government, and then the customers are paying for the remaining portion of that system.
So it seems like we want to put a pencil to this before you make any decisions. You got to get the family together, sit around the kitchen table to figure out, is this right for us? And so there's a lot of unknowns. Like you said, well, there are rebates, blah, blah, blah. How do you figure out what's real and what's not?
I'm sorry, how do you figure out what's real?
Yeah, like, am I going to get this rebate? What government rebates are out there? What's it going to cost me? And how soon will I recover this cost?
So what we do is customers get the rebate almost immediately upon their system being installed and certified to run or to be connected to the grid. Most installers will work directly with the customer through that process and take that rebate into account as they're planning for the payment of it. So CPS Energy essentially will cut a check to the customer who installs that solar almost immediately. And like I said, that's about $10,000 on average for a residential customer. Our average commercial customer rebate is about $60,000.
So the fee is about the maintenance of the lines and power poles and everything else that we have in San Antonio. And that's because once you go in solar, it doesn't mean you're going to be completely off the grid?
You could be completely off the grid. If you had a battery backup system, you could have the opportunity to be completely removed from the grid. But for a solar system that is connected to CPS Energy's grid or the state's grid, we are proposing that those customers would help pay a portion of taking care of that grid, again, to the tune of $2.50. And that would cover poles and wires.
Right. And you don't consider that enough to be a disincentive?
We do not.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Lisa Lewis, VP of Corporate Communications at CPS Energy, giving us the lowdown on your point of view. This is going to go before City Council eventually. They're still processing all of this, right?
Yes. Yes. We'll be discussing it over the next several weeks.
All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to bring in Lanny Sinkin. He is the head of Solar San Antonio, a nonprofit that advocates for solar energy. He's got a different view of things, and we want to take your phone calls as well. If you got questions or comments, this is the guy to shoot them to. The number is 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the future of solar energy in San Antonio. We're at a crossroads right now as Solar San Antonio, a not local nonprofit, is in negotiations with CPS Energy about fees, hookup fees, kilowatt fees for being a solar home. And with us to talk about that, the executive director of Solar San Antonio, Lanny Sinkin. Lanny, welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much.
And other mic? All right. You're going to need to talk to this mic.
Okay.
How's that?
Better?
Is that any better?
Yeah, it's better. Okay. All right. We figured that out. Okay. So, Lanny, the city of San Antonio is looking at, through CPS Energy, fees and a hookup fee for putting solar homes in. So what's the issue?
There are many issues. We don't think the fee is an appropriate one, particularly at this time. Solar in San Antonio represents about 0.17% of the total capacity of CPS. So it's not having any major economic impact on CPS of lost revenues or lost fixed cost recovery or anything of the sort. In fact, CPS says that solar cost them $1 million last year in lost fixed cost recovery. That $1 million represents about 0.04% of their total revenue of CPS. So it's a little tiny problem that they're trying to solve way before there's a crisis, way before there's a need to solve it. So we think they've acted prematurely. Then the way they've proposed to solve it is to put a fee only on solar adopters, people that go solar. Lisa earlier mentioned the STEP program. The STEP program is 15 different rebates for things that reduce demand. So you have rebates for new air conditioners, new refrigerators, windows, weather stripping, all kinds of things that reduce demand in the same way that solar also reduces demand. But the only sector of STEP that they're proposing to put a fee on is solar. And the 1 kilowatt hour of reduced consumption by someone that puts in solar is no different than 1 kilowatt hour of reduced consumption by someone that puts in a better air conditioner. So they're losing revenue from both customers, the same amount per kilowatt hour, but they're putting a fee on solar and not on anybody else. So we think that's unfair and discriminatory and what's called piecemeal rate making. There's also a national component to what's happening here. We didn't have any discussion about a fee on solar a year and a half ago, but then along came the Edison Electric Institute, which is a national organization, large utilities, fossil fuel utilities, and they picked a fight with solar. They want to slow solar down. So they said you really need to put fees on solars. They insulted people who have invested thousands of dollars in helping us go solar by saying they were free riders on the system. So they pushed this issue of solar fees, and then it became an issue in San Antonio. We weren't talking about it till Edison Electric Institute came along. So if CPS were to actually put this fee on solar and the city council were to approve it, they would be only the second utility in the nation to put a fee on anyone adopting solar in the future. And their fee, starting at 50 cents and then rising to $1.75, would be the largest fee in the nation of any utility putting a fee on solar. We think that's exactly the wrong reputation for San Antonio. We're now number 6 in the nation in solar. We have a tremendous reputation of being pro-solar. CPS has a tremendous reputation of having invested in large solar projects at the utility scale and invested in distributed solar projects with their rebate. That's the reputation we want. We don't want to be known as someone that took a step backwards on the whole solar endeavor.
In April, Oklahoma, the governor there signed into law the Sun Tax, which was something that was backed by the Koch brothers, which put in a tax on people who are solar energy users. Is this in that same category?
I believe the law allows the utility to put that in place. It didn't actually put it in place.
Okay.
But it does give the utility the freedom to put it in place, and you've put your finger right on it. This is the Edison Electric Institute, the Koch brothers, the ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. It's a right-wing fossil fuel attack on solar that has surfaced here in San Antonio. We're not unsympathetic to CPS needing to pay their costs. And fixed cost recovery is a critical issue to be addressed. But you don't address it piecemeal, and you don't address it by just picking on solar. If you look at the total STEP program and the total reduction in consumption that's resulted from the STEP program and how much of that reduction is attributable to solar, it's 0.05%. Not even 1%. So you're not solving the problem by making solar people pay more. You need to look at that whole process of the rate structure and how you recover fixed costs and fix the problem there.
Okay, we got a bunch of calls. Let's get as many on the air as we can. Rob has called in. Rob, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, glad to be here. I'm a net producer with my solar system, so 5 to 6 months out of the year, because of my system, because of how efficient my house is, I'm not using anything from the grid. I'm actually putting stuff back onto the grid. Now, if you want to give me a $2.50 credit on those months for my a $2 credit for my 4 kilowatt system, that's just fine. But I'm actually producing electricity 4 to 6 months out of the year.
And what we know about that is that CPS right now pays between 1.5 and 2.5 cents per kilowatt hour for everything you overproduce. Whatever you produce more than what you buy from them, they pay you 1.5 to 2.5 cents, which they can then turn around and sell for anywhere from 6 cents up to who knows what at peak period. So they're making a profit on that extra production you're providing to them.
Right. So you're saying when they say they want to charge you for the wear and tear on the wires and utility poles, that that's questionable.
Well, it's interesting. They give different reasons for this charge. One is fixed cost. Fixed cost is we built a coal plant, we borrowed the money to build it, now we have to make the loan payments. That's a fixed cost. But then they turn around and try and talk about operation and maintenance costs. Solar's using the wires and poles and there's wear and tear. That's not a fixed cost. That's an operation and maintenance cost. So you need to keep the two things separate and talk about them separately. And CPS needs to decide which one they're trying to do. Because if you look at the actual use of wires and poles by solar adopters, they're getting some extra electricity into the grid. CPS is selling it to somebody else. Usually the physics of it is that if I overproduce and I'm putting electricity into the grid, it's going to my next door neighbor. That's about as far as it goes. It's not starting at Calaveras Lake and going through a generation plant and then a transformer and then a substation and then into my house and all of that. No, it's going 150 feet.
Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question for Lanny Sinkin about solar energy and about the now ongoing kerfuffle with CPS Energy about these fees, the number is 210-614-8980. Brian has called in. Brian, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. I think the previous caller made my point. I was just going to say that, you know, if you are producing more electricity than you're using, CPS is selling that. And they're getting that electricity, I would imagine, for less money than they're getting it from their other sources. And so it just doesn't make, I just want to reiterate the point. It doesn't make any sense to me that there would be an additional cost and then potential disincentive to adopting this new technology.
So, Brian, do you have a solar set up on your house?
Oh, no, I don't. But I'm in the process of building on 3 acres, and that's definitely going to be a part of what I do. And I'll install it regardless of all of this because I believe in the technology. But I just think it's ridiculous that CPS is going to have an extra charge for this whenever they're going to be making money.
Right, so they're charging you so they can make a profit off selling your power to someone else.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Brian, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And Lanny, you wanted to jump in.
Yeah, I just want to jump in with one thing. If you're interested in going solar, we have a program to help. It's called Bring Solar Home. If people go on our website, bringsolarhome.com, and file an application with us, we assign 3 solar companies to that application. So those companies will call, make an appointment, and come out and competitively bid for your business to put solar on your home or your business, and it's a free service. So bringsolarhome.com if you're ready to go solar.
Back to the phone lines. Chris has called in. So let's get Chris on the air. Welcome to The Source. Hey, Chris. And not there. No Chris? Okay. All right. So let me ask you, Lanny, do you think people will be disincentivized? Do you think they say, well, I'm not going to participate in this because of this fee?
You know, we've been having intensive discussions with CPS for about a month now, and I've deliberately kept them low key because we know when these kind of controversies surface, it discourages people and they back away from going solar. This time, we've actually seen the opposite. In the last 2 days, we've gotten a ton of applications coming in for our Bring Solar Home campaign. So I think people are kind of catching on that now's the time to go solar because who knows what the future looks like.
Right, get it while the getting's good.
Get it while the getting's good. These controversies, however, are generally not good because it's hard. Some of it's complex, difficult to understand, and it discourages people. So we're telling people now is a good time to go solar, particularly with the uncertainties of the future.
So what about this money that has been put in by CPS Energy to help people offset the upfront cost of installing solar?
Normally, when we're talking about solar, we're singing high praises for CPS Energy. They have a very generous rebate. That rebate has helped to build the industry here. We see San Antonio as number 6 in the nation in combined utility scale and distributed solar. So no question that CPS has made a major investment in bringing solar to San Antonio. We just happen to think at this particular juncture they made a wrong turn. And putting a fee on solar is not the right thing to do.
So back to this Edison study. It was predicting the future. Looking at trends, that if the trend continues, as more people install solar and realize this is pretty good stuff, man, you know, I can save money, I'm not polluting the environment, I can feel good about my energy, my green use, that the energy companies are going to find that they're losing their customer base.
And our response to that has been to say, get into the game. CPS could be doing on-bill financing. They could be doing leasing. They could be doing community solar projects.
But they just told me they are doing a community solar project.
Well, they haven't brought it out yet. We brought them a national organization that's been doing these kind of projects. We set up the appointment so they could share their information with CPS. CPS liked what they heard. They've been developing internally their own community solar project. It has not come out from behind the curtain yet, so we don't know exactly what it looks like. But these are – Doyle Beneby at CPS has some very creative ideas for how CPS can benefit from solar. It's going to be a while before they can be implemented. They're coming.
Like large-scale utility solar or just distributed utility?
Both. But in the distributed area, which is where we focus, he's talking about specialized incentives for particular areas where the infrastructure of CPS can handle a lot more energy. So you build up those areas with solar, then you can bundle that energy and sell it to ERCOT, the statewide grid, and make a lot of money off of solar.
So, but they went to city council yesterday, B-session, got the cold shoulder. Didn't seem like it was going anywhere.
It didn't seem like they had a single vote.
And so...
So they've delayed it now for 60 to 90 days. We hope they'll actually take that proposal off the table and give us a chance to develop something better.
That website again to do whatever...
BringSolarHome.com will get you assistance in going solar.
Lanny Sinkin, the executive director of Solar San Antonio, a nonprofit committed to advancing solar power adoption in San Antonio. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.